That is the USA Marching Band, the Marching Patriots out there on the field right now. It's just about kickoff time.
And the USA Patriots won the toss, and they elected to receive. So the Pirates will be kicking off as we get set to start this one, Clark.
And let's go through the starting lineup for USA since they'll be on offense first. At center, number 52, Josh Houston. At quarterback, number 10, Jake Beachy. The guards, we have number 59, Mike Bednarski, and number 16, Joe Lutt. At the tackles, we have number 57, Christian Mascaro, a junior, and number 72, big man 72, is a sophomore, 6'5", sophomore at 280 pounds. That is Brendan Ballard. Then at the tight end spots, we have 22, Ryan Nitz, and the other tight end, number 88, Dan Rick. And then in the backfield, we have running back, number 25, Tim Zub. Number 28, Brandon Harper. And I believe that should do it. Now we have number 16, McKay Doby, Jr., 5'5", Jr. at 135 pounds. A small man and a very slippery man to tackle.
Well, we'll find out how slippery as we get set here to kick this one off.
That's right. USA is all right in the field. Harbor Beach still in the huddle. And like we said earlier, Harbor Beach sporting some pink socks. I believe they are in the Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well. And props to them for that. It's a very takes a man to wear pink, I must say.
I would think so.
but then again,
I'm glad it's them, not or me.
Well, then again, I wear pink on a regular basis. Anyway, with the 12 minutes is on the clock, the USA marching band gaining the stands. This thing is ready to go. I must say, Ron, growing up as a going to Harbor Beach, I always remember this game. This was always a great game to be at, especially on the road. Coming over to USA, that was in the prime time. That's when USA went undefeated. You know, they were state champions in 1998, just the team to beat. And we'd always come over here, and it'd always be a battle. We'd normally, it was back and forth whether we'd win or not, but this was always a great game.
Yes, and I hope that's what we have for you tonight as we get set. Harbor Beach is finally lined up, and we're ready to go as Ginther gets ready to kick it off.
Number 47, the running back, Ginther, punts this, boots this one down to about the 20-yard line where it's bobbled by number C.K. Jones. He picks it up at the 20, and he's pushed near the left far sideline. And it's going to be first and 10 at their own 21-yard line for USA.
And brought down by a host of Pirates on that one. There's about three of them, so we'll just call them a host there as they get set to go.
That's right. So 11:58 remains in the first quarter. No score in USA. Harbor Beach in the white jerseys with black pants and pink socks and white helmets. USA with the P on one side. Steelers Sal on the white helmet. Blue jerseys and pants with some red stripes on the sleeves. Beachy under center, hands it off. Can't quite see the ball carrier on the bottom of the pile there, but he's brought down after a 1 yard gain.
Mike Lukowski made the hit for the Pirates and a couple others.
And that was the ball carrier number 28, Brandon Harper, with a 1 yard gain. Brings up second and 9 at the 22 yard line. You'll say moving left to right across your radio. It's actually quite a beautiful night, especially for Week 9. It is a little chilly, but there are some light breezes coming from across the field, across it. And it looks like it's a handoff once again from Beachy. And that is off to number 25, Tim Zub. Looks like a gain of about 5 on the play. Brings up 3rd and 4.
Number 22 for the Pirates, Gavin Colapart made the hit. And so it's going to bring up a 3rd and long here for the Patriots.
So about 3rd and 4 and about 36 inches, better known as 3rd and 5. For the Patriots as they come out in the T formation. 3 men in the backfield, Beachy under center. Left to right across your radio for the Patriots. And it's a pitch out to the right side off to McKay Jones, number 16. But the Pirate defense caught him in the backfield. Loss of about 3, and he's brought down to the 23-yard line. Brings up 4th down.
Sloan Klasky knifed through there as he was coming on the blitz. And he was able to pull him down and actually lost a couple on that. So it'll be 4th and long here.
Loss of about 2 yards on the play. Brings up 4th and 7 for the Patriots. Bringing out the punt team for USA. That looks like number 60, is that, Ron, out there?
I'm trying to...
That's number 80. Number 80, Josh, yep. John Bauer. Punting this one away, and it's a decent punt. Gets down to about the 49-yard line in Pirate territory. Takes a Harbor Beach bounce and is down at the 47-yard line in their own territory.
Dan Rick made the downing of the ball, so the Pirates will take over here.
After a 3 and out for the Patriot offense. So first and 10 for the Pirates in their own territory by 3 yards on their own 47-yard line, moving right to left across your radio. Starting off our reach at quarterback, we have number 12, Eli Kraft, the sophomore. In the backfield, we have number 45, Sloan Klasky, the fullback. At the right halfback, we have number 47, Aaron Ginther. In the left halfback, number 7, Derek Puff. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups as Kraft is under center. Looks like they are in a flanker position. Formation. This is a hand number 45, Sloan Klasky. He moves ahead for 5 yards. Gain of 5 into USA territory at the 48-yard line, 2nd and 5.
Number 52, Josh Collins, made the hit for the Patriots as they came over on that left side.
And so brings up 2nd and 5 for the Pirates. Coming out of the huddle is Kraft under center. Three men in the backfield out in the T formation. Very traditional offense here for Harbor Beach and the entire area, in fact, but they've been changing up with the spread every so often when they need to. Kraft hands it off to number 7, Derek Puff. He hits the right hole and gets out to the 45-yard line in USA territory. Gain of about 3 yards. Play brings up 3rd and 2 at the 45-yard line.
Josh Collins again on the hit for the Patriots.
And 9:06 remains in the first quarter. No score in USA.
We're in the first quarter, and if you hear our voice within 10 miles of either Unionville or Sebring, come on in, get some popcorn, and sit down and watch a good football game.
That's right. 3rd and 2 for the Pirates. Man out left. That's Ginther. Two men in the backfield, the tight end to the left. Kraft's going to keep this one for himself. Rolls to his left. He has the first down. He's up to the 40-yard line. Rolls back inside and finally brought down to the 39-yard line. First down for the Pirates. Gain of 7 on the play.
John Bauer making the hit along with Tim Zub for the Patriots. So the Pirates picked up a first down and moved the chains.
8:36 now in the first quarter. No score. Harbor Beach with a first down. Moves the chains for the first time tonight. As they come out of the huddle in the T formation, Kraft under center still. Moving right to left across your radio, white helmets, white jerseys, and black pants, and of course the pink socks. As Kraft with the hard snap, and it's a pitch to number 7, Derek Puff, who gets caught in the backfield by the USA defense. Loss of about a yard on the play, brings up 2nd and 11.
Mike, been a nice diagnosis of that play, and was actually probably coming on a blitz, and he met him right in the hole, and for a loss at 2.
So, it looks actually a loss of 2. The mark there brings up 2nd and 12 for the Pirates. The key to containing Harbor Beach, don't let the big plays happen. Yeah. And thus far, USA is doing just that. As looks like a flanger to the right, two men in the backfield, Kraft under center, and it's a handoff to number 7, Derek Puff, once again to the right side. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage, gain of 2, brings up 3rd and long, 3rd and 10.
John Bauer made the hit for the Patriots again. They're doing the scissors action and the second man through. But again, the Patriot defense is staying home and playing tough, hard-nosed football right now on the defensive end.
That's right, as the clock continues to wind down. 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first quarter. No score. USA had a 3-and-out. Now Harbor Beach is on the field. They're in their second set of downs. 3rd and 10, though, with a flanker to the right. Two men in the backfield, Kraft under center. Receiver to the right. Kraft looking back to pass. He is looking for Aaron Ginther. Not much there. He rolls to his right, keeps it for himself, and finally throws it away. And it's complete to number 86, Avery Wainer, right at the first down sticks. And it is a first down. 12-yard pass at the very last second. Avery Wainer brings it in. First down, Harbor Beach.
You talk about the last second as Benarski forced him down out of bounds. He was probably a yard from the sideline, folks, and Kraft zipped the ball to him. And Avery just picked that off like he was picking cherries.
Wow.
Yes.
We're not even cherry season.
No, it's over with.
And then some.
Yeah.
1st and 10 for the Pirates. T formation. Three men in the backfield. Puff, Klasky, and Ginther. Kraft under center. Hands it off to the last man, and that is number 47, Aaron Ginther. He has room to run. He's out to the 10-yard line, the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. That is a 29-yard rush for number 47, Aaron Ginther, and Harbor Beach is on the board for the first time. 6-0 with 6:48 in the first.
And that was a simple reverse off the wing tee. And